This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. President Joe Biden on Wednesday publicly warned Israel for the first time that the U.S. would stop supplying weapons if Israeli forces make a major invasion of Rafah, a city packed with refugees in southern Gaza. Reuters correspondent Diane Toe reports.
In an interview with CNN, Biden said, quote, "I made it clear that if they go into Rafah, I'm not supplying the weapons." He acknowledged in the interview that American bombs provided to Israel have killed civilians in the seven-month-old offensive in Gaza, which came in response to Hamas's attack on October the 7th. The comments are the president's strongest public language to date and underscore a growing rift between the U.S. and its closest Middle Eastern ally. The interview was aired hours after Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin confirmed to the Senate that the U.S. had at least temporarily paused a planned delivery of thousands of heavy bombs.
That was Reuters correspondent Diane Toe. Officials in Western Russia said Thursday that a Ukrainian aerial attack injured at least 8 people. The governor of the Belgorod region, located along the Ukrainian border, said on the Telegram messaging app the attack also damaged more than 20 buildings. Russia's defense ministry said it destroyed 15 rockets and a Ukrainian drone over Belgorod. The governor of the neighboring Kursk region said Russian air defenses shot down 3 Ukrainian drones overnight. There were no reports of damage or injuries. Russia's defense ministry also reported destroying 2 drones over the Bryansk region. Meanwhile, Ukraine's ministry said it shot down 17 of 20 drones that Russia used in overnight attacks. The Ukrainian Air Force said the intercepts took place over the Odessa region. This is VOA News. The administration of U.S. President Joe Biden will propose a new rule Thursday aimed at speeding up the asylum claims process for some migrants. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Under current law, a migrant who undergoes an initial screening for credible fear is allowed to continue with the process even if they have a criminal background or would pose a security risk. Sources tell AP the change would allow an officer to determine eligibility at that stage rather than waiting for a judge. It's a potential prelude to broader actions that would impose a bigger crackdown at the border. Ben Thomas, Washington.
U.S. weather forecasters have warned that a wave of dangerous storms could march through parts of the South early Thursday, a day after 3 people in the region were killed by damaging tornadoes and massive hail. AP correspondent Donna Warder has the latest.
Columbia, Tennessee resident Eva Gray Howard and her husband sat in their truck and prayed Wednesday evening as they watched a tornado rip through their city.
Here it comes. Feel it? Oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Jesus, please. Spare us, Jesus. Oh my heavens.
The storms left 2 people dead in Tennessee and 1 in North Carolina. An outbreak of torrential rain and tornadoes has cut across the country this week, from the plains to the Midwest and now in the southeastern United States. I'm Donna Warder.
In sports, the Vancouver Canucks overcame a 3-goal deficit to beat the Edmonton Oilers 5-4 on Wednesday night in Game 1 of their National Hockey League playoff series. Here's AP correspondent Dave Ferry.
The Canucks have opened their Western Conference semifinal series by scoring the last 4 goals in a 5-4 win over the Oilers. Vancouver took off after Zach Hyman's second goal of the night put Edmonton ahead 4-1 late in the second period. The Canucks still trailed 4-3 until Nikita Zadorov and Connor Garland scored 39 seconds apart, putting Vancouver ahead with 5:34 remaining. Dakota Joshua and JT Miller also tallied for the Canucks, who held the Oilers without a shot on goal over the first 15 minutes of the third. Game 2 is Friday in Vancouver. I'm Barry.
And I'm Richard Green for VOA News.